but he will not commit sin. Okay, so at what point did people begin to commit sin? At what point did sin came into the life of mankind? That's what this question is meant to discover. So he says, Al-Inhiraf fi hayat al-Bashariyah, deviation in the life of mankind. At what point did mankind deviate from worshipping Allah alone? He said, خلق الله الخلق لعبادته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation to worship him. وَهَيَّأَ لَهُمْ مَا يُعِينُهُمْ عَلَيْهَا لِرِزْقِهِ. And he prepared for them what will assist them on that in terms of provision. قال تعالى الذي وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. Allah says, I have not created the jinn and mankind except that they should worship me. ما أريد منهم لرزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. Allah says, I do not want from them any provision and I don't want them to feed me. Allah is not asking you for provision, He's not asking you to feed me. That's in Allah who are like that. Wati al Masih. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all provider. Dunkuwa is the owner of power. Al Masih and very strong. So based on this, Allah established that He created mankind and deen to worship Him. The scholars are allowed to say that one nafsu bi fitratiha iza turikat. One nafsu, the human soul, bi fitratiha by its natural disposition, iza turikat, if it is left alone, human being, if it is wrong, and if it is left to grow like that without any external influence, it says, كَانَتْ رَكِرَّةُ لِلَّهِ بِالْهِدَاهِيَةِ. The soul will have found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the deity in worship. مُحِبَّةً لِلَّهِ. The soul will grow up to love Allah. تَعْبُدُهُ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. It will worship Him and it will not associate anything with Him. That وَلَكِنْ يُفْتِدْهَا. But the soul is corrupted. وَيَنْحَرِكُ بِهَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. And it is deviated from that path. ما يزين لها شياطين الإنس والجن. What the shayateen, that is the devil, among the beings, that is mankind, والجن and jinn kind, are disappointing to him. بما يوحي بعضهم إلى بعض زخرف القول مرورا. That is by what some of them are inspiring to others of decorated speech in deception. فالتوحيد مرفوض في الفكرة. So التوحيد, unifying Allah, is firmly rooted in the human natural disposition. Was shirku fari, while shirk is accidental, it came along the line. Alright, was dakhilun alayhi, and it is alien to it. Qala Allah ta'ala, Allah says in the Quran, fa'atim wajhaka min deen hanifa. Allah says in the Quran, fa'atim wajhaka, and set your face, lead deen, to the religion. Hanifan, inclining to the truth. فطرت الله الذي فطر الناس عليها. That is the natural disposition upon which Allah created man upon. لا تبديل لخلق الله. There shall be no change in the creation of Allah. So the natural disposition which Allah created mankind is for them to naturally affirm that Allah is the sole deity worthy of worship. So وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بخطبة أبو كيس كل مولود. So that every child, yuladu ala fitra, every child is born upon the fitra. That is that natural disposition to affirm the deity of Allah. That fa'abawahu yuhawwidani. But his parents are also converted to a Jew. Aw yuhawwidani, or they converted to a Christian. Aw yumajjidani, or they converted to a Majus. That's the people who inquire. فالأصل في بني آدم التوحيد. So the original state of mind of the children of Adam is what? It's التوحيد. That they all believe in the unity of Allah. Okay? That was دين الإسلام and the religion of Islam. وكان عليه آدم عليه السلام. That was the reason that Adam عليه السلام was following. ومن جاء بعده من ذريته and those who came after him among the offspring. قرون طويلة for long generations. قال تعالى الله كان الناس أمة واحدة. الله people were one community. Meaning they were one community in terms of worship. They believed in the same religion and they believed in the same God. That's not أمة واحدة. They were one community. فبعث الله نبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. When they became divided, فبعث الله. Then Allah sent a نبيين, the prophet, مبشرين, to give glad tidings, ومنذرين, and to warn them. To give the people glad tidings of paradise, and to warn them against hellfire. وأول ما حدث الشرك, the first time that shirk occurred in the land of mankind, والانحراف عن العقيدة الصحيحة and it's quite time that deviation from the correct عقيدة happened in قوم نوح. It was among the people of prophet Nuh. وكان عليه السلام أول رسول. So prophet Nuh عليه السلام was the first messenger إلى البشرية to mankind بعد حدوث الشرك after the occurrence of shirk فيها among in their life. Okay, Allah says in the Quran, إنا أوحينا إليك. Verily, we have sent you the revelation, we have revealed to you. كما أوحينا إلى نوح. Just the way we sent the revelation to Prophet Nuh. ونبيين من بعده and other prophets after him. Okay? So the first time shirk occurred was among the people of Prophet Nuh. Otherwise, just as Ibn Abbas said, Ibn Abbas said, كان بين آدم ونوح عليهما السلام عشرة قرون. That between Prophet Adam and Prophet Nuh, there were 10 generations or centuries. Okay, كلهم على الإسلام. All of them were on the religion of Islam. Okay, right from Adam, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, like that, till the time of Prophet Nuh. All those who lived during this period, all of them were in the religion of Islam. Okay, they never associated any partner with Allah. Okay, they committed other sins. Now, to just give an example of the children of Adam, one of them killed the other. So they committed other sins, but they did not worship any God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first time they began to worship idols was during the time of Prophet Nuh. That was when it is just like Allah says in the Quran. قال الله ربي إنهم عصوني واتبعوا من لم يزده ماله وولده إلا خسارا ومكروا مكرا كبارا وقالوا لا تذرن آلهتكم ولا تذرن ودا ولا سواعا ولا يغوث ويعوق ونسرا. يقول التفسير Prophet Nuh was complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people have disobeyed me, they have refused to obey me. And they keep on saying, وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ أَلَىٰ. They were telling each other, do not abandon your God. Instead of them to follow the prophet that was sent to them, they were encouraging each other not to follow him. They were saying, do not abandon your God. وَقَالُوا لَا تَذَرُنَّ أَلَىٰ. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا. You do not abandon وَدًّا. وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. Allah says, these are names of the idols that you were worshiping. Okay? These are names of the idols that the people of Prophet were worshiping. And they were encouraging each other not to abandon this God. Okay? The Muqassirun explained that these names, these people, these idols were actually righteous people who lived among them. Okay? They were originally righteous people who worshiped God. But when they died, the people used to mourn them. Somehow, Shaitan came in the form of a human being and said to them, you people, this righteous man that you are always thinking about and mourning them, why don't you carve their sculpture so that you keep them in your places of worship? So that, you know, whenever you see them, they will be, these structures will be reminding you of these people. And they didn't know that it was the Shaitan that was talking to them. They thought it was a good idea. And so they all went and did sculptures and carved out the picture of these people. Okay, and they kept them inside the mosque. When they kept them inside their place of worship, they were not worshiping those idols at that time. They used to come to the mosque or their place of worship and they would pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody knew that these idols were not God. They knew that these are just idols reminding us of our righteous people. Satan let them know. You know, Satan is very tricky. He allowed them to continue like that. Those people died. They were not there again. When their children and great grandchildren grew up, they began to wonder, why did our forefathers carve out this idol, this sculpture? They didn't know again. Satan came back to them and said, your forefathers created this sculpture because these were their gods. They were worshipping them. So you people are supposed to be worshipping this idol. And that was how he misled them. And they started worshipping those sculptures that they created. So, because at that point, Allah was sent Prophet Noah to call people back to the straight path. Call them that they should abandon this idol and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before then, virtually all those who existed, they existed upon the religion of Islam. That's why Ibn Abbas is saying, Kana bayna Adam wa Nuhin alayhi wa salam, Ashrat Qurun. Between Adam and Noah, there were 10 generations. Kulluhum al-Islam. All of them were on the religion of Islam. قال ابن القيم ابن القيم رحمه الله تعالى وهذا القول هو الصواب طبعا this statement of Ibn Abbas is the correct opinion. There's no doubt about the correct opinion. Therefore, إن قراءة أبي بن كعب because the recitation of أبي بن كعب يعني في آية البقرة concerning the آية البقرة that is the verse we recited before in the other place. كان الناس أمة واحدة فبعث الله نبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. He said the recitation of Ubay ibn Ka'b. He used to recite this verse by adding فَاخْتَلَفُوا. Meaning he will say كان الناس أمة واحدة فاختلفوا فبعث الله النبيين. You understand? That was by Ubay ibn Ka'b. Meaning he was adding this as an interpretation to the verse. That people were one community. فاختلفوا, then they became divided. They started to split. Some remained on the region of Islam while others began to worship other gods. So when they disagreed and became divided, Allah has allowed the Nabi. Then Allah sent the prophet. He says, وَيَشْهَدُ لِهَذِهِ الْقِرَاءَ This particular recitation is further confirmed. And قَوْلُهُ تَعَلَىٰ by the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Yunus in the surah of Yunus. وَمَا كَانَ النَّاسُ إِلَّا أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَاخْتَلَفُوا And that is that people were nothing but one ummah. They were one community, following one religion, prosperity. Then they became divided. They disagreed and they became divided. He said, you read Rahimahullah, that Ibn Qayyim Rahimahullah, it means by his statement, An-Nabi'ata Nabi'in, that the mission of the Prophet, Sababuha al-Ikhtilaf, Amma Kalu Alayhi, in a deen of Sahih. Sababuha is called, the reason for Allah is sending the Prophet is what? An ikhtilaf. It's the difference or the disagreement. Amma kanu alayhi in a deen of Sahih. Their contradiction from what they were following of the correct religion. Kama kanat al-Arab by the Balifa. Don't the way the Arabs were after that. Ala deen Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Arabs were following the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. Because you know Prophet Ibrahim, you know, he took his son, his wife and son to Makkah, so they grew up there. Alright? And later he also went there together with his son Ismail, they built the Kaaba. So the Arabs in the Arabian Peninsula, you know, came up worshipping Allah based on the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. He said, Hatta Ja'a Amr ibn Juhay al-Huzay, unto this man, Amr ibn Juhay al-Huzay came, فَبَيَّرَ دِينَ Ibrahim. He was going to change the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. وَجَلَبَ الْأَمْنَامُ إِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْعَرَبِ He was going to cross the idol to the land of the Arab. وَإِلَىٰ أَرْضِ الْحِجَازِ بِصِفَةٍ خَاصَّةٍ And to the land of the Hijaz, the Arabian Peninsula in particular. فَعُبِدَتْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ So people began to worship this idol beside Allah. وَانْتَشَرَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْبِلَادِ الْمُقَدَّسَةِ And then shirk became spread, became widespread in the holy land. وَمَا جَاوَرَهَا And to the neighboring land. إِلَىٰ أَنْبَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ مُحَمَّدًا خَاتُمُ النَّبِيِّينَ Till when Allah sent His Prophet Muhammad, the theme of prophecy. فجاء الناس إلى التوحيد. He now began to call people back to Tawheed. What Ibrahim is like Ibrahim? We are calling them to follow the religion of Prophet Ibrahim. وَجَاهَدَكُمْ حَقَّ جِهَادِ And he tried in the cause of Allah to the best of his ability. حَتَّى عَادَتْ حَتِلًا تَوْهِيدٍ Deal the Akira of Tawheed to return back to the people. وَمِلَّةَ Ibrahim Also the religion of Ibrahim returned. وَكَسَّرَ الْأَصْنَامِ And he destroyed the idols. You know, after the conquest of Mecca, there were about 360 idols inside Kaaba. Alright, the Prophet opened the Kaaba and he destroyed all those idols. وَأَكْمَرَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ الدِّينِ And Allah SWT completed the religion with him. وَأَتَّمَّ فِيهِ النِّعْمَ And he perfected the favor upon mankind. عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ upon all creation. وَصَارَتْ عَلَى نَهْجِهِ الْقُرُونَ الْمُفَضَّلَةَ من صدر هذه الأمة القرون المفضلة the best generation the generation of the Sahaba and the Tabi'un the Tabi'un alright القرون المفضلة من صدر هذه الأمة the best generation from the beginning of this أمة صارت على ناس we all follow the path of the Prophet إلى أن فشى الجهل it continued like that till when ignorance became spread again القرون المتأخرة in the later generation. Okay? So you can see, mankind started on the path of Tawheed. Later, they divided to either one. Later, they came back to the path of Tawheed again. Then later again, they divided again. Okay? So, وَدَقَلَهَا الْجَخِيلُ إِلَى الْجِيَانَةَ الْقُبْرَ Then, الْجَخِيلُ, a foreign ideology. من الزيارة الأخرى from other regions not enter into Islam. فعاد الشرك إلى كثير من هذه الأمة. Then shirk returned back to many of this أمة. بسبب دعاة الضلال. Because of people who are calling to misguide. وبسبب البناء على القبور. And also because of building upon the grave. And one who builds stone upon the grave, then they have marked that grave. Before you know it, So it says, or the Torah will be not Al Qubur because of building upon the grave. Mutamakkilan bi tahazim al-awliya wa salihin in the form of, you know, purifying the awliya and righteous people. Wadbi'a'u al-mahabbat lahum. Wadbi'a'u al-mahabbat lahum and claiming to love them. Hatta bunyat al-amriha ala quburi. People began to build stones upon their dreams. What took is that awzana and this stone were taken as what? As idols. Two robots were doing that. They are being worshipped beside Allah. The anwa al qurban. They are worshipped with different types of acts of worship. Min al du'a. In terms of supplication. What begat. Seeking for help. What death. Slaughtering. What never. Limakamihim and making vows to their position. A lot of people, they take their ram to the grave of any particular wali and they slaughter it there. And they tell you that this is an act of honor and respect to that wali. Or if they want to make a vow, they make a vow by any wali or righteous person. They get it. So all these are acts of shirk. He said, وَصَمُّوا هَذَا الشِّرِكْ And people began to call this shirk تَوَصُّلَ الْمِصَالِهِ They were calling it intercession with the righteous people. It's an act of shirk, but they are not calling it shirk. They are giving it another name. They are calling it tawassul. They say it's an act of intercession with righteous people. What is har al mahabbati? That it's an act of showing them love. Walaysa ibadat al lahum. And that it is not an act of worship to them. Bizani, that's by their claim. Wanasu, and they forget. Anna hadha huwa qawl mushrikeen al awwaleen. They forget that this was the same thing that the first mushrikeen said. Haythu yaqulu, when they said, ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. The first generation of worshipers, they used to say, ما نعبدهم. They said, we are not worshipping our idols. إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. I said, I want them to bring us closer to God. So when the Prophet is telling them, don't worship this idol, they told him, we are not worshipping them. We are only following through them to God. So that was the sense that the previous worshipers used to say. He said, وما هذا الشرك. But despite this shirk, Allah will work out in Bashira, which occurred in the land of mankind, Qadiman wa Hadithan, both in the past and present. فَالْأَكْثَرِيَّ مِنْهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. Majority of mankind believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. We have explained Tawheed al-Rububiyyah before. But despite this sin, many people believe in what? In the Lordship of Allah. A lot of people believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. They believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. They believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one managing the affairs of the universe. Both Muslims and non-Muslims alike, isn't it? If you ask a Christian who created the universe, he will say God. If you ask a Jew who created the universe, he will say God. So many people, despite this deviation, a lot of people believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. He said, وَإِنَّمَا يُشْرِكُونَ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. They are only associating partner in act of worship. Okay, they are only partner with Allah in act of worship. كما قال تعالى جوكا Allah says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And that says many people do not believe except that they do not believe in Allah except that you find them associating partner with Him. He said, وَلَمْ يَجْحَدْ وُجُودَ الرَّبِّ إِلَّا نُذُرٌ يَسِيرٌ مِنَ الْبَشَرِ. Nobody denied the existence of the Lord except very few people among mankind. Alright, very few people in the history of mankind denied completely the existence of Allah. So Fir'aun, like Fir'aun. You know, Fir'aun did not agree that I was God. In fact, he said he was God. I am your Lord, the Most High. That was what he told Musa. He used to tell him, Ma alim bilafadhi ilahi ghayr. Okay, so he claimed he was God. So wal malakhira, and also the Abdain, those who don't believe in anything. Al-Jahridin, those who believe it's only time that's going to destroy us. Meaning there's no life after death. That's what Al-Jahridin. Washuyu'iyun, and also the communists. Okay, the communists, like people of China, or people of Russia, these are communists. They also don't believe in any religion. That's why I said, what you mean, the half of Zaman, and the communists in this present time. These are only the set of people who don't agree in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Or decide that not only everybody agrees in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. The problem is always in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, that's Tawheed al-Ibadah. He said, what you call the Humbihi in Babi al-Mukhawa, the denial of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is nothing but what? Arrogance. سبب المكابة أتبغط الأرض وإلا فهم مضطرون للإقرار به في باطنهم. But otherwise they are compelled to affirm it within them. Openly they will say we don't believe in God, but within them they know that there is God. Okay, that's what I mean by فهم مضطرون للإقرار به في باطنهم. They are compelled to affirm it within them. وقررت نفسهم and in their mind, in the root of their mind, they are forced to believe that there is Allah. كما قال تعالى جفت نفسهم وجحدوا بها واستيقنتها أنفسهم ظلما وعلوا. Allah said this concerning Fir'aun and his people. When Fir'aun is telling Musa that I am God, Allah said وجحدوا بها, they deny it. That is Fir'aun and his people. They deny the signs of Allah. واستيقنتها أنفسهم, but they are so. Alright, their souls are convinced that there is Allah. Even though openly he is saying that there is no God, I am God, but within him he knows that there is God. Because that's what Allah said, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا, they deny it. وَصَيْفَلَتْهَا أَنْفُسُهُمْ, but their souls are convinced about it. Zulman, they deny it out of injustice. وَعُلُوَا, out of arrogance. وَعُقُولُهُمْ, تَعْرِفْ. It's Allah said, they are senses. This kind of people, they are senses. No. أن كل مخلوق لا بد له من خالق. They know that every creature must have a creator. وكل موجود لا بد له من موجود. And everything in existence must have someone who caused it to exist. وأن النظام هذا الكون. And they know that the system of this universe, المنضبط, which is very organized, الدقيق, which is very precise, لا بد له من مدبر. It must have someone who is managing it. Hakimun, someone who is all wise. Qadirun, someone who is all capable. Alimun, and who is all knowledgeable. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That man ankara, whoever denies him, for who are imma faqidun li'aqlihi, that person has either lost his senses, or mukadirun, or that person is simply being arrogant. But the Anza Aklahu, he has disregarded his own senses. Wasafa Nafsahu, and he has made himself foolish. Wahaza la Ibratabi, and this kind of person, there is no compensation for such a person. You understand? So, that is the end of the session. So, what the scholar is trying to say in all this is that, first of all, we should understand that at the beginning of mankind, mankind was on the straight path. Right? Adam, his children, and those who came after him were all worshipping Allah. Shirk did not come into the life of mankind until the time of Prophet Noah. Then Allah began to send prophets to invite people to abandon shirk and come back to the religion of Allah. Then Allah sent Prophet Muhammad, and he did his best to convince people to invite them to the path of Allah. And a lot of people went back to the path of Allah, the Sahaba, the Tabi'un. They were all following the city of the Prophet. And that was how they continued till when people began to abandon the Quran, when ignorance began to become widespread among mankind, the people returned back to shirk again. Okay? People returned back to shirk again. But despite that, not only everybody believes in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Only people who do not affirm Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Usually where the problem is where? It's in Tawheed al-Ibadah. That is Tawheed, unifying Allah with us or worship. That's where the problem is. Otherwise, not only everybody believes in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Inshallah, we'll stop here. In our next class, we'll go to Al-Fatih al-Thani, where the author is going to talk about Al-Shirk, Tariqhu, wa Anwa'u, its definition and type. Whatever was said at the time, Allah bless us. Whatever was made mistake, may Allah forgive us. May Allah increase us in knowledge. May Allah make our feet firm in this religion. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Inshallah, la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If there are questions, I will answer before.